This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Stage Door with myself, Kevin, and my good friend and colleague...
Me, Graham.
Oh, well done, Graham. Right on cue.
Thank you.
It's going to be a good afternoon or evening if this is being recorded and you're listening to it later.
I thought you meant we were in for quite a long stretch.
Could be.
Chip isn't here after four. We've got to fill in.
Yeah. could happen. Right, Graham. Before we do the listings, courtesy of yourself and whatsonwhite.com,
yeah.
Could I ask you about shopping? Because a lot of people get fed up, don't they, when they go shopping. You see, people look so miserable, don't they, these days when you see them. Time was I'd skip off shopping to the corner shop with my note in my hand. This is when I'm about 45 years old.
So only a couple school. Of weeks ago.
Yeah. And it would be fun, you know. You'd get a smile from the assistant, and you'd have a chat, and people would help you. But now it's like, I don't know, queuing up to get in Wembley, isn't it? So hurry up, get a move on, get out of my way, elbows out, get it over as quickly as possible. Or am I just
what, you mean,
imagining
it's the shoppers that ruin the experience?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, a bit of both, actually.
Yeah.
I've had a good think about this.
Right? Have you? Oh dear.
I think that there are ways that we could improve the whole shopping experience, and retailers take note, right? So if you're selling beds, right?
Yeah.
You've been to buy a mattress or a bed or something like that, you know.
It doesn't happen that often, but yeah, go on.
But when it happens, and they do say, you know, when you, if you believe the adverts, that, like, you know, you should change your mattress every 8 years, and, you know, it's got to be sprung like this and have this type of pockets. And, well, how can you tell it's going to be giving you a good night's sleep? You could only kind of, like, you know, because most of us are a bit embarrassed about lying on a bed for longer than a couple of minutes. So I reckon that they should have, if you sell beds, have sleepovers, right? because then you'd be able to get up in the morning and go, actually, I don't like that one, or yes, I do. I'll take that. Can you deliver it tonight so I can get a good night's sleep? Is that the best night's sleep I've ever had?
So all in one big, like, showroom. Is that what you mean? Or do you have a separate rooms?
No. Just, you know, where they are in the showroom.
Okay.
And you just sort of say, right, I'll come and test that one tonight.
What, with people walking past at night as well to look in at you?
Oh, no. It's all secure. They've turned the lights off and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
And you can put in an order for, like, you know, breakfast or a cup of coffee in the morning.
All right.
Or a croissant or something.
That sounds nice.
It does, yeah. I think that's a really great and unique way.
It's certainly unique. A lot depends on who's in the next bed, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you got a snorer, God help anybody if they did do that and they ended up in the bed next to me.
But if they're snoring, it means it's a good mattress. So if you're not comfortable, you think, I'm going to have the one that they were on, because they slept well and I didn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see where you're going with
this. I'll test out those ear defenders as well, please.
And the sleepover could last for 2 weeks, because I can't quite make my mind up.
Yeah, but at least you won't be giving them one star on the customer satisfaction. That you were badgered into buying that mattress because the saleswoman said it's the best one they do.
Yeah, and have you got lots more of ideas like this?
Yeah, I have. By the same token, right, if you're after a sofa or a chair or something like that, you could do the same thing. They could, like, put a TV in front, and then you've got an episode of Coronation Street or EastEnders to figure out, you know, is this a comfy sofa, you know?
Yeah.
Does my money fall down? Can I retrieve that pound coin from the side of the sofa?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and what happens if you slouch? Because most people, they don't sit up straight in chairs, do they?
No.
They sort of slouch.
No. Especially when you're watching TV, you tend to sort of
you put a leg off, over the side of the arm there.
And you need to test it out for kind of like, you know, can I stretch out on a Sunday afternoon? Yeah. And, you know, is this going to be comfortable for a...
You're right.
You know.
But have we gone beyond, like, sleeping and watching telly in a shopping experience?
Okay, cool. For your pets, right? If you own a pet, and you know, say there's all sorts of things that you can buy for your pet, and the amount of like toys, rubber balls, and stuff like that, and they've said, oh, they'll never chew that, and you throw it, and your dog chews it up, comes back, and you think, well, that was a waste of £3, wasn't it?
Yeah,
stuff like that, and I think that if you were, say, going out and you wanted a pooper scoop, and so you go to the pet shop and you say, oh, I'm after a pooper scoop, I want to test it out before I buy it, like load your dog up with treats the night before,
right,
hang around the pet shop.
Oh no. No, you're going too far now.
What about TVs?
Go on, right? one more, go on.
What about TVs, right? You know, this is actually a deadly serious one.
Really?
Yeah, so was the sofa and the mattress testing.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is deadly serious, right? When you want to, now, it's all about sort of high definition of 4K and stuff like that, right? But when you go and look at the TVs, you go to, you know, big superstore or somewhere like that, And you're looking at these TVs, and they're telling you, they've got stickers all over it about how great the picture is, but the signal's been split across, like, 12 TVs.
Yeah.
So you can't actually see the high-definition picture.
Right. You want a living room, don't you, at TV shops now, so you can sit and watch telly all night?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, if you know, if I'm going to buy HD TV, I want to see the high definition.
Okay.
You know, it's like saying, oh, this camera, it's like £1,200, and show me a picture of a fuzzy picture.
But hang on, I know we've got the events listed today, but I'm just thinking, okay, I'll grant you that there's a case for doing that, you know, that try it first approach.
Yeah.
But where does it end? I mean, I go into the shop and say, I think I'll have quite fancy a bottle of beer tonight. Could I be within my rights to say I want you to open that bottle and I want to drink it first so that I can decide? So you get these supermarkets with people like stuffing their faces, drinking beer, white bottles of wine going down.
But wouldn't it make you loyal to that restaurant? We sometimes go to Seaview, and there's a pub sort of restaurant in there, and I like trying local ales, right? If it's made by the Island Brewery,
yeah.
And of course, sometimes you don't know, they might have introduced a new one to the bar, and you're kind of thinking, oh, I've not tasted that one before, but I, you know, because sometimes you can get a bit finicky over beer. I know you can, and and you kind of go, oh, what's that one taste like? And they give you a, like, you know,
yes, they do.
Couple of pulls off the barrel, and
supermarkets can't do that though. I mean, you think of all the products you got. Oh, shall we have the Weetabix or the Shreddies? I don't know. Well, let's have a bowl full of each before we make our minds up. So
what's wrong with that?
Oh, come on, Graham. We've got to move on. I'm sorry I asked now. Go on. Give us the events listing before it's too late.
Should we do some distance?
Yeah,
right,
go on.
Okay, so films. There's films on at the cinema this week. Lots of them, including the Royal Opera 2016-17 season continues with Madame Butterfly, and it's screening at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club on Thursday, 30th. In the theatres, The Loves of Cass Maguire continues from tomorrow, that's Tuesday, till Saturday at the Apollo Theatre. Danny Baker, Cradle to the Stage, is on at Wednesday 29th at Shanklin Theatre. This isn't a play, this is stand-up, and it's Lucky Dip, nostalgic stories from his childhood and showbiz with anecdotes. No two nights are the same, allegedly. John Suchet, A Tale of Two Composers, Mozart and Strauss. John presents in person a fascinating and in-depth talk on some of the greatest composers the world has known, their music, their lives and their inspiration. That's on Saturday the 1st at Shanklin Theatre. Live music, acoustic originals is on at Chaos tonight. The Dublin Legends, formerly the Dubliners, featuring Sean Cannon, Eamon Campbell, Jerry O'Connor and Paul Watchthorne are at Medina Theatre on Thursday. Bob Drury presents Viva Neil Diamond. Enjoy once more all the hits, including Sweet Caroline, Forever in Blue Jeans, Love on the Rocks, Song Sung Blue, I'm a Believer, and many, many more. Friday 31st at Medina.
Never heard of them.
I was going to say, it says, and many, many more, and I'm thinking, I've not heard the ones that I've read out. I do, actually, Sweet Caroline, but I might be getting mixed up with this. Didn't Status Quo do one like that as well?
Graham, it's your events guide.
I know.
You're the expert.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm not an expert on the Status Quo back catalogue. And LGBTQ and Friends on Friday nights at Key Arts. There's loads of great stuff coming up in April with some more live event cinema, including opera, plays, ballet and Shakespeare. Plus, in April, there's Al Murray's back in Shanklin, Jekyll and Hyde the musical, Dom Pipkin, Northern Soul Night of Two, King of Pop Navi with his Michael Jackson show, Legends of Swing at Gurnard, Pasha Kovalev, and plus some Easter stuff going on too. Find all these on whatsonwhite.com. Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectusradio.com.